fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 28th day of September. Prepper tip of the day. Many of you are struggling financially. I want to encourage all of you to please consider getting yourself a second source of income. All you need is an eBay seller's account, high-speed internet connection, a digital camera, a PayPal account, and, of course, your inventory. Inventory would be the dust collectors in your attics, garages, closets, barns, basements, dust collectors, things that you haven't used for years and probably will never use again. Set up your eBay seller's account. Get them listed on there. If you need to learn how to do this, there are tutorials at eBay to teach you how to do it. Or you can probably find a friend who's already doing it successfully. And get yourself a second stream of income. You'll be very glad you did. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Don Kubley. Don is the CEO of InterShelter Domes. That's InterShelterDomes.com. And we have those domes listed for sale at my website. So you can go to my website at thelibertyman.com and see the photographs of these beautiful domes on tropical beaches, in wooded areas, at the Arctic and Antarctic, and in suburban areas. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Reporting for duty, sir.
Roger that. Well, Don, I saw Geraldo Rivera this morning on television. He now has blonde hair, by the way. He's in Puerto Rico.
Does he have a mustache? Does he have a mustache?
He has a blonde mustache now. It was either blonde or light brown. I'm not sure which. Maybe light brown. But he's doing his TV thing. He's in Puerto Rico. And there was also a story there about a hospital still had 2 inches of water after a week inside the hospital. And they were talking about trying to get this hospital back up and running with the U.S. Navy at their service. Are your first shipment of domes packed up and ready to go down there, or are they already en route?
Oh, they're already en route.
Okay,
well,
I thought so.
We've got containers going to St. Martin, to the British Virgin Islands. We got them going to I've got a guy in L.A. that's talking about 40,000 units for Puerto Rico.
Whoa.
You know, I know that those Caribbean islands were hit hard, but Puerto Rico really looks just catastrophic. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm not there.
Well, absolutely. Well, what they're going to find out is that once they get these domes, get them set up, realize this is what we should have been doing all along, building these things instead of these square houses that catch the wind and blow away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the thing about it is, and you've seen the designs for the decks, you can put these things as high off the ground as you want. And so if you do have a storm surge, which is what is one of the most dangerous things about a hurricane or floods, of course, is you just sit up there and watch the water flow by. You know, I mean, it's and have a hurricane party.
Right. Well, I would do steel I-beams or concrete, steel-reinforced concrete columns, one or the other, big sonotube, maybe 18 or 24 inches in diameter, and, you know, get that sucker 20 feet off the ground and just watch the water go by and have a hurricane party.
Yeah, you know, there's a product called the Bigfoot. I'm sure you got Google in front of you there. Google Bigfoot Bigfoot anchor systems, and it's an amazing invention. This guy has these. It looks like a mushroom on the bottom, and then there's a tube that comes up from it as high as you want, 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet, and it's just plastic. It's empty plastic, and you dig a hole. And you stick this plastic mushroom with the long stem in it down underneath the ground, and then you fill it with concrete. I know it sounds simple, and it really is. And the guy that invented it's got to be a bazillionaire, but it could not be easier. You just bury the mushroom part down 3, 4, 5 feet under the ground, and make the stem as high as you want. You can make it 20 feet high if you want. And you put four of these bloody things out there as your main bases, and then put, you know, support beams across them, and you're done.
Right. It's Bigfoot what again? Bigfoot?
It's called Bigfoot Anchor Systems.
Anchor Systems. I don't have internet in front of me right now, but I'm making a note of that, and I'll be looking at it. Well, that reminds me of better part of a year helping engineer and build AT&T microwave foundations, microwave tower foundations. And they had of course, these are 100-foot and 150-foot steel towers. And they had a similar anchoring system. Of course, it was all done on site with a pyramid shape that could be 16 by 16 or 20 by 20 or 24 by 24. All underground, where you could, all you saw on top of the ground was 2 by 2 feet, where this massive piece of concrete and steel under the ground to anchor the towers. So that's a similar system, it sounds like, except it's something that could be done on a smaller scale for a home. And it sounds very workable and very doable.
Well, yeah, and it's so simple. The plastic... The plastic mushrooms that hold the concrete, you can pick it up and carry it around. A child can pick it up and carry it around. It's light. It's easy to handle. You stick it in the ground, and then you bring your, however you're going to get your concrete out there, and you fill it up. And when it dries, you got yourself concrete pilings. It's just an amazing system.
Well, I'm sure you'd put some steel in there also, not just concrete.
Oh, yeah, you could. Sure. That's easy to do, too. You just stick the rebar down into the stem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat. Well, there's always creative new ways to solve engineering problems.
But you're right, and the same thing is happening in Haiti and all through those Caribbean islands, John. You're absolutely right. You know, they rebuild these stick houses. Some of them, almost on the shack level. The ones that aren't rich hoteliers, And, you know, every 5-10 years, like clockwork, one of these big hurricanes rolls through, and they lose everything they have. The domes will be there 50 years from now and 50 hurricanes from now. They're not going anywhere. I think you're right. In fact, I'm going to send you, I don't think I've ever sent you the testimony I did before the Homeland Security Committee in Congress. After Katrina, the chairman of the committee, a congressman named Benny Thompson, 25-year congressman out of Mississippi, asked me to come back, and the title of the hearing was New and Innovative Disaster Relief Housing in the Wake of the Katrina Debacle, or the Katrina, you know, where they bought 75,000 trailers that all made people sick. And they're so toxic they can't even, they don't know what to do with them anymore. They can't bury them. They're so toxic. After this hearing, he wrote a letter to President Clinton at the Clinton Foundation saying we need tens of thousands of these things stockpiled and sent to Haiti immediately. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Well, Haiti's had problems for decades. It's nothing new.
Yeah. Well, their problem is their system, their political system.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about inter-shelter domes. This is a system of housing that is inexpensive. As far as we know, it's permanent, the original one. How old now? Still in service?
The first prototypes were made about 30 years ago, but every single dome ever made is still in use. My boat, it was built in 1962 of the old-fashioned fiberglass I used back then, and it looks like it, the day it was launched today, and that's now over 50 years old. So, you know, we say 30 years, that's because of how long they've been around, but they're going to be around a long time. You're on a cell phone, aren't you, John? Because he's never faded in and out before. Yeah. I'll just keep talking until he gets out of that shadow. Are you back on there, Colonel? Okay. So the great things about the domes is because they're just basically land yachts. They're fiberglass and stainless steel. They're going to be there decades, generations from the day you buy it, and you know because of the low cost of these things, they'll be paid off immediately or in a matter of a very short period of time, and the next five, six decades is for free. So it's a great combination. No worries. Boy, it must have been an important meeting, huh? Oh, no worries. So with these hurricanes going on down in the Caribbean, the other thing is that if they send down, say, for example, for immediate shelter, tents, and they get another storm through there, all those things become as projectiles. They'll be on the next island over. Whereas if they send domes, the next time the hurricane comes through, they just hunker down in their domes and watch it fly by. So it's just vastly superior to anything else that they could send down there. And that, by the way, that goes for trailers too. What we've done for the first time is we've bridged that gap between stick-built houses and tents. You know, since the Roman legions, if you needed something portable that was going to get you out of the rain and out of the weather, it was a tent. Then, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, they came up with these trailers. But trailers are just metal that rust, they tweak, the doors won't open, the windows won't shut. And by the way, in a hurricane or a tornado, they just become a projectile. As opposed to a dome that, if it's anchored down properly, especially if you shotcrete it, is a storm shelter. But even if you don't shotcrete it, it'll take any hurricane, any size, anywhere, and you are safe inside, assuming that you know you don't you're not below the tidal surge, and assuming that you don't get hit by a bus flying through the air or something. But you can't find a building that's safer, that goes up as fast as a tent and is as portable as a tent. Folks, and John was talking about second sources of income. We've never discussed this on John's show before, but Inner Shelter is always looking for people that have a marketing background, have a sales ability, and have the time and energy and the equipment to represent Inner Shelter. We have sales reps around the world. And it's a very, very good way to make some extra income and at the same time be providing your friends and neighbors and communities with a building that has incredible market opportunities. I mean, backyard shops, spas, man caves, apartment rentals, RV park, camps, hunting, fishing lodges, the list goes on and on and on. Construction sites, mining camps. We are from the South Pole.
Coffee shop.
And everywhere in
coffee
between. And a coffee shop, you betcha. I know you don't have a lot of those near... Igloo Brew, baby. And you got four lines instead of two. You can double your sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you must have got a signal and parked the car, huh?
Well, we did. It was touch and go there for a moment, but we got a strong signal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can educate yourself, and you'll find out very quickly that what's offered by Inner Shelter is a blank canvas of all the different opportunities to get an insulation package, doors, windows, a floor system. You get what you need, and you don't get what you have no use for. So it's an educational process to figure out what this is. And you may educate yourself and end up helping someone else who needs this kind of shelter for a vacation home or a rental property or a place to have their mother-in-law have a comfortable home. And you may end up helping somebody else with your own education, right, Don?
That's absolutely right. And John, I haven't told you yet. We had an interesting thing happen this last weekend. Usually Saturdays and Sundays are our slowest days on our website, for obvious reasons. You know, people aren't in offices looking for things like this. And I'd gotten a call from a reporter earlier in the week who introduced himself as a reporter for the New York Times. And he said, you know, I'm doing a story on catastrophic events. He said, I keep running into your domes all over the place. Would you mind if I included you in my article? I said, well, I think that'd be okay.
Yeah,
so,
twist my arm.
I said, would you like me to send you some pictures? And he said, well, I hadn't really thought about pictures, but what the heck, if you got a good high-res one, send it to me. So I sent him, like, a whole bunch of pictures. And by golly, on Saturday, I get a call from a guy that says, hey, I just saw you on the Drudge Report, I want one of your domes. I said, the Drudge Report, I know everybody else reads it, but I'd heard about it, but I'd never really taken a look at it.
And I go, they're huge.
There was something like 30 million people that had looked at it in 24 hours. In the Drudge Report was this article out of the New York Times, and there the title of the article was "How to Survive an Apocalypse," and there was ten recommendations on how to survive. They had, you know, make sure you have a weapon, make sure you have, you know, some food stacked up, and number seven was have a place to go and get away and that's safe and livable. And there was a picture of one of our domes with a link to our website, my name, the name of the company, and a really nice little write-up about why these domes are perfect after a natural disaster. We got 10,000 hits on my website on a Sunday. My server literally melted down. My wife is still trying to catch up with the emails. Right now, I've still got 4,800 I haven't answered yet.
you need some administrative support there. It sounds like that.
Yeah.
We got a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No worries.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from Take From Caesar.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of September, visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes. And we got a caller on hold. We got Jim in Missouri. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John and Don.
Go ahead.
Jim in Missouri, how are you, sir? Hello all the way from Alaska.
Hey, good talking with you. Hey, question, Don. A few weeks back, you had mentioned that you guys were developing more elongated, more like a airplane hangar type.
Yes, sir. We're calling them the Q huts. Do you remember the old Quonset hut they used to use in World War II? There's still tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Of, they were just made of tin, but they were very utilitarian. We're making one that looks almost identical to that, except instead of being made of tin that rusts and blows away, it's made of fiberglass, just like my regular domes. And you can get one that's 20 feet in diameter, regular dome, or you can get 20 by 30, 20 by 40, 20 by 50, all the way up to 20 by 100. And you can either have a half of a dome on each end, so it really looks kind of like a caterpillar, or you can have a flat surface on either or both ends with a garage size or style door in it that'll take a small truck or a forklift. Yeah, we're making those in India.
Are those already completed? They're in production?
Yes, sir, they are.
Awesome. That's all I had. Thanks.
Yeah, now, okay. Those are not up on my site yet, but they're going to be probably in the next couple days. I'll tell you that that factory, what we had in mind was trying to help these poor refugees that are running around under the stars tonight. Most people don't know how many there are, and the big difference between a refugee and a homeless person is a homeless person is out there for socioeconomic or mental issues. Refugees are running to keep their heads from being sawed off by these savage ISIS guys. There's 65 million, or their houses have been destroyed in battle in the conflict over there. 65 million people are refugees tonight, and so that's why we built that facility over there. And we're our first big contract is with Bangladesh.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward to seeing it on the site. Thanks.
I'll get it up there straight away, Jim. It was nice talking to you, sir. Thank you for the call, and feel free. Yep, you bet, sir.
Now, once they're up on the website, Don, they will be available for sale and delivery in the United States also?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. Any time frame for getting them up there on the website?
My guess is they'll be up there, if not tomorrow, by early next week.
All right. So it sounds like you're having some growing pains with this attention from the New York Times and Drudge Report.
Yeah, and boy, it hurts so good. It hurts so good. Yeah, I was stunned. Our computer systems were just melting down. It was amazing.
So I'm kind of interested. Is the corporate headquarters for InterShelter in a dome itself?
No. We do have some remote sites in various places where we use domes. In fact, I'm flying over to Hilo, Hawaii on Sunday. They're doing a big homeless. The people on the Big Island have learned about what the people on Oahu are doing with our domes, and I'll be working out of a dome over there. But no, our corporate headquarters in Alaska are in regular buildings.
All right. Well. That's fascinating. Drudge Report is, I would say, in the top 10 of places people get their news. Drudge is the first place I go for news every morning and at the end of every day.
I'm a believer.
Oh, yeah. Well, after what happened, I guess you are.
I had no idea. This guy called and said, "Hey, I just read you on the Drudge Report." I said, "You got to be kidding me!" I said, "Well,
right."
And he sent me a link to it, and there we were.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, no worries.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, it is all the listeners. One human being cannot possibly look at hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows going back more than 60 years. Our project of finding images of continents with new coastlines continues to move forward. You don't need to do anything except what you already do. Watch television shows, watch movies. When you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Our list is long and growing. We continue to find images in places you wouldn't expect, such as Louisiana Flip and Move. About 4 weeks ago, I believe it was August 19th, if I remember correctly, about 5 weeks ago now, they had an image of North America with half of Mexico underwater and Florida gone. Fascinating image. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. I sell energy cleaners. It's my home business. If you buy an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships it. If you buy a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures the mattress pad and ships them also. Do your homework. Study up on the energy cleaner. Make your decision. You can buy your energy cleaner right at my website at thelibertyman.com, only $285. shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and checks may be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Rosing with Don Kubley, the CEO of InterShelter Domes, a company that's getting nationwide and worldwide attention, helping people get the housing they need that will be safe and sanitary and maintenance-free on the outside for many decades into the future, and most of all, be very cost-effective, right, Don?
Oh, you bet. I mean, try building anything stick-built less than $12,000 that's going to be there 30, 40, 50 years from now. And I'll, by the way, protect you all that time. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. We've filled a huge gap. I was discussing earlier with your listeners about the fact that the way we look at it, for the first time since the Romans, we bridged that gap between tents and stick-built houses, it's a pretty dang big niche. I'll tell you right now.
Well, it is, and these horrific events of these hurricanes and earthquakes both are bringing the topic of shelter to the forefront. And I don't believe an earthquake would have very much effect on one of these shelters, would it, Don?
No. There's no earthquake that's going to touch these things. The only thing that could happen in an earthquake that could be threatening to somebody that has a dome is if a crevice opens up directly underneath your building and you. And if that happens, that's between you and God. You know, I mean, you really did something wrong. I mean, during the big quake in 64, the Good Friday quake in Alaska, two whole blocks of Anchorage just went right into the ocean. I mean, just disappeared. So, you know, we can't help you if that happens. But, I mean, as far as just... What killed most people in Mexico and in Haiti and other places, especially in third world countries where their building standards are basically just brick and mortar with very little support systems in them, what happens is that when it starts shaking, the bricks fall and hit them in the head and kill them. Or the concrete, right. The concrete breaks and they get crushed by the concrete. With a dome, it's just going to flex. It's just going to move with the earth. And there's nothing going to be falling on your head.
Right. Well, of course, depending on how you finish out the interior, if you got shells with trinkets on it, the trinkets are going to get shook off the shelving, but the structure itself is going to be intact.
The other thing is, the after the earthquake, what happens is people are afraid to go back into the buildings because they've been damaged, they've got cracks in them, things are already falling off. And inevitably, after a big quake, you have aftershocks. And when you've got a building that has been damaged by the first really big quake, what happens with an aftershock is things start falling off these buildings. And in an urban situation, in a dense place like Mexico City, which is one of the densest cities on the planet, these people are sleeping in the streets because they're afraid to go in the building, and when there's an aftershock, a brick will fall off or a windowsill will break and come out. And if you're in a tent or just sleeping on the curb, you're going to get hurt if one of these things hits you. With a dome, unless a bloody wall falls over, a vast majority of these projectiles are just going to bounce off because of the shape of it. It's very difficult for things to hit it directly, yeah? And they're extremely stout.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you, if I was in Mexico City with aftershocks and big buildings all around me, I'd much rather have a dome over my head than a tent.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something. You know, it may stop a soda can from hurting you, but no, it's not going to stop anything of any weight from coming down and penetrating the canvas. No, not at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And so anyway, yeah, there's just a lot of big pluses to these buildings, John. We're We're pretty dang excited about what's going on. I told you about the gentleman from Los Angeles that's talking about 40,000 units for Puerto Rico, yeah?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you fill up, I guess, 40-foot containers with these things. They're already pre-packed
exactly.
And ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah. Any size container, 40-footers, 53-footers, they pull it up, we'll fill it up.
Yep. And then they're loaded onto the ship, and the ship arrives or offloaded. What about expertise for setting these things up? Is it pretty much people on their own, or do you send people down there with them?
No, that's one of the things. I'm going to send you my congressional testimony, John. One of the things that is really a big plus to these is you don't need a bunch of carpenters and plumbers and electricians working Davis-Bacon scale to put these buildings up. You don't even have to read. I mean, literally, our instruction manual on how to put these up, the original one was in cartoon form.
Right.
I mean, it couldn't get more basic. You line up the bolt holes and you stick a bolt through it and you tighten the nut and that's it. It just simply could not get more simple. And so let's do a hypothetical. Let's say you've got another Katrina, or let's say the Irma that hit Houston. After it dries up, you just drive down the block with a container full of these domes. You kick a dome out in the front yard of all these houses that are going to have to be gutted and rebuilt. And instead of, like in Katrina, where they put tens of thousands in the Superdome, you know, and by the way, when that happens, what they separate families, you know, the women and the children go one way and the fathers and uncles go the other way. And that's traumatic enough. I mean, as if you need any more trauma or stress in your life. You've just lost everything you own. And they separate your family. They take you to a room full of strangers. And Lord knows, inevitably, when you get that many people, you're going to have some bad players in there. And so with a dome, they can kick a dome out in somebody's front yard. The family themselves can put it up. I've sent you the picture of that little 8-year-old girl putting the cap panel on that one dome with her mom and her father, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was fun. Yep.
Yeah. Well, so a guy and his wife and his 8-year-old daughter put up their dome. So the family can put up their own shelter and live in it, stay on their property, protect what few belongings they still have left on this planet from being looted. And stay in their neighborhood with their friends and neighbors, near their church, near their clergy, near their families, and rebuild their lives. You know, I mean, it's a perfect answer. And this was all in my testimony before Congress, before the Homeland Security Committee. There was 20 members of this committee sitting in front of me, and they it was unanimous. Everybody agreed. This is the answer. I'm frankly amazed that at this point in time, I think after this one, they're going to be, that there isn't tens of thousands of these stockpiled for FEMA. In fact, I have letters from the heads of the Oregon National Guard, the Washington National Guard, the Alaska National Guard, the TAGs, the generals, begging FEMA to stockpile these for the next big quake.
Well, good for them.
Well,
what these generals have done, when you write these memorandums and these letters, they put themselves on the good side of the equation so that, and this is the way big organizations work, Don, and you already know this, but for ladies and gentlemen, when the next big event happens and FEMA has not done what was suggested by these generals, then FEMA looks bad because they had their heads up, they had the opportunity to get the domes, and if they have not gotten the domes, then they're made to look like complete idiots, aren't they, Don?
Well, it's not just the generals. I had the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee write a letter like that. And it's right. By the way, it's the Homeland Security Committee that funds FEMA. FEMA is right. Under the Department right. of Homeland Security. I mean, right. I've got a 25-year congressman who's chairman of a full committee who wrote a very similar letter saying, hey, let's do this. But FEMA is just, it's a, and this is why I tell people, for heaven's sakes, be prepared. Don't wait for the cavalry to ride over the hill, because if FEMA is the cavalry, you're going to be waiting a while. I know that there's a lot of dedicated professionals out there with FEMA that are, you know, that do the best they can, but any time you've got a ship 1,000 times bigger than the Titanic, it takes a long time to turn that baby. And it's and Homeland Security is a behemoth bureaucracy. They send you a contract for 10 domes, and it's 380 pages, and you need governmental architects, engineers, and lawyers to be able to read it. It's impossible it's just almost impossible to do business with them. Luckily, now I've got companies like DynCorp that are used to those contracts that are representing me to FEMA. So,
Well, DynCorp has administrative staff that were specifically trained to do that, and that's pretty much all they do is deal
that's
with
exactly
these complex,
right.
convoluted contracts.
In fact, they hire former FEMA employees because they're the only ones that can read these damn things.
Well, it's a very specialized and very unique skill set, to say the least, that any normal human being would not want to be around. But if you got the skill set, God bless you, go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for example, when I was working for a law firm, I would do an incorporation, people in an incorporated company, I would do one, I would take 15 minutes of my lunch break and do the incorporation papers, you know, because I'd done so many of them, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
So it's just another skill set. Your company is going to be growing exponentially, isn't it, Don?
It already is, yeah. And you know what? That's all right with me, because we've worked a long time to get to where we're at. And you know, I'm very proud of what we're doing. It's, you know, there's a lot of things.
A 20-year overnight success.
That's me. Me and Janis Joplin. I got a picture of her on my wall.
Well, she was a sweetheart. I would have loved to have known Janis in person. I would love to have met her.
I would have loved to have seen her. I'd love to have seen her. Yep. She could really belt it out.
Yep. Yeah, she was.
We're dating ourselves now, though, John.
Well, we are, but that was our generation. Well, Don, you're going to have to be opening new manufacturing facilities. It sounds like, or expanding existing ones.
I'm actually probably, after my trip to Hilo, going to be flying into Florida. And firing up a huge facility down there, a huge facility. And I'm probably going to be looking for more. In fact, if there's anybody out there in your audience right now this morning that owns a large fiberglass manufacturing facility, I could really use one in the Northeast. I could use one in Tornado Alley down through the Midwest. And I could use one in Texas. If anybody out there is the owner of a fiberglass manufacturing facility, fabricator, whether you make boats, whether you make, you know, water slides, whatever you make, cars, they even make airplanes out of this stuff, this composite. If you've got a facility that manufactures fiberglass products and you have a lot of excess space and you want some new jobs, call me. Because I'm looking for you.
Okay. What would be the best way to contact you, Don?
The office number, 907-789-9273 in Alaska. And it couldn't be simpler. We would, provide the molds and or a building you make the molds off of. Obviously, there's a non-disclosure, non-compete agreement involved, and away you go. This is right. Not rocket science. That's the beauty of the dome. As architecturally brilliant as the inventor was, and the building is, the actual production of it is not that difficult, and it's very quick and easy.
Well, if you forget Don's phone number, most of my listeners know how to contact me. Just contact me, and I'll put you in touch with Don. Just give me an email. Well, Don, this must be an exciting time of your life and for you and your wife to have all these opportunities and be moving forward to
manufacture these homes, deliver these domes, literally all over the planet and all 24 time zones, right?
It's true. Yeah, it really is. And you've seen the pictures that we are literally from the South Pole to the North Pole, literally, physically, North Pole, South Pole. And, I mean, this project we've got going in the Marshall Islands in the South Pacific is a big deal, too. That's the United States Army. You know, they're putting $1 billion onto that island. They're going to sink it. they're putting so much stuff on that island, and by golly, we're right in the middle of that one too. So, yeah, we're from the coldest to the hottest places on the planet, and they work just as good in either one of them.
Is military using these in the Middle East? I'm kind of curious.
In the Middle East, yes,
Iraq,
but not
Afghanistan.
Yes, but not as big as it's going to be. That's what we're doing with the Dyncors of the world. We're talking to a couple of them. They've proposed to, they call them their client. Their client is the military. 150-man rapid deployable camps. The war on terror is going to be generational, and these days of Bagram Air Force Base are over. From now on, it's going to be special ops, and it's going to be hit and run, whack 'em and stack 'em. So they're going to need.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We got a last break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th September, visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Enter Shelter Domes. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com to see the beautiful photographs, all the specifications for the different opportunities to purchase these dome homes, set them up, and finish them in a way that's customized just for you. Right, Don?
That's right, and I mean customized. Have I sent you any pictures of of the domes going up into in Mount McKinley National Park and up by Fairbanks for the Asian winter tourists?
I don't believe so. I don't believe I've seen those. No.
Oh, I'm going to send them to you. It's stunning. The whole top half of the roof is glass. It's actually plexiglass, but it's like sleeping under the stars, and you can lay there under your electric blanket and watch the northern lights. It's an amazing. I've been wanting to do this for years, and I finally got a group of guys that wanted it so bad they went and found a guy. You know, it's hard to find a machine big enough to make these panels. They're 7.5 feet wide in diameter,
right.
And they finally found the guy, and they're just stunning buildings. I'm very excited about it.
Right. So you chose plexiglass instead of Lexan.
Exactly. And so, you know, for you folks out there listening, two of the fastest growing industries in the world are glamping, which is, you know, it's a combination of remote camping, getting out and enjoying the beauty of nature, but having the five-star hotel comforts around you. That's our domes. That's our middle name. The other thing is tiny houses. You know, there's this big tiny house movement. Well, golly, you know, I mean, we got 320 square feet or just under it. It's the definition of a small house. It's actually bigger than most of the tiny houses. But the difference is, instead of costing $75,000, $80,000 like most of those tiny houses, you can be completely outfitted and have the interior done for under $15,000. The building itself is in the $12,000 range, and you can finish it off as fancy or as basic as you want. So it's like John says, it's a smorgasbord. You can my moose hunting lodge has four bunks, a picnic table, and a bar in it. you can trick these things out and have disco balls hanging from the roof if you want, you know.
Absolutely. Well, the only limit is your budget and your imagination. That's the only limit.
So. That's it. That's exactly right.
Yep. Yep.
So
I both continue to be surprised by the new things people come up with.
Yeah, I'm going to start. It's been a while since I've sent you some new pictures. I'm going to send you some pictures of these ones at these Northern Lights domes. They are absolutely stunning.
Well, I look forward to that, Don. Don, we're pretty much out of time. I don't want to be cut off by the music. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
I love being cut off by your music. My wife is just stunned. I'm marching around the house here at 6 o'clock in the morning in Alaska. I want to get the soundtrack to your radio show, dude.
Well, maybe we can make this happen. It's changed over the years, but yeah, maybe we can make this happen.
Okay, my friend. Well, you have a great week. It was an honor talking with you as always. God bless, and thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. Okay, that's it for today. We're going to have Tom Berryhill with Emergency Communications tomorrow morning, and Dr. Myers with Health. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.